Shall I watch it?
I actually watched it and kept watching it.
Let's watch it.
I'm gonna start it tonight.
It's nonsense, man.
Brother.
I like nonsense though. I like nonsense.
Huh?
What?
Huh? What?
I said I like nonsense. Nonsense. I like nonsense.
Oh my god.
No. He said nonsense. Yeah, what did I say? I said nonsense.
Oh my god.
Don't get me drunk. Wait. I said nonsense.
Delete those files off your phone. Delete those files off your phone.
Hey, listen, call your left back. Smash, call your left back.
Hey, who's man is this?
All right, boys.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
No?
Hey.
What?
Put your legs up on my shoulders, boy.
What is that?
Flirty.
No, no, he means your glasses.
But, oh, the glasses?
No, I meant the bar.
Yeah, do you get it though? Obviously, I'm sitting that way, but put your legs up on my shoulders, boy.
I'm not answering that.
What is that? Carnival? What are you talking about?
When I go fun fair, I put my son on my shoulders.
Boys, welcome to a bonus episode.
Ooh! Obviously, bonus episode.
You say do that joke every time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Bonus up, boys.
Oh, you're losing it, man. Repeating jokes. You're losing it.
Are you on my table, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
With those bad glasses.
I just want it for the crowd's benefit. First of all, thank you for coming. If you're not subscribed to the channel, please subscribe.
Bonus episode. Thank you for coming. I'm repeating jokes.
Leave us a like, because we get good likes, but we don't encourage likes enough. It's good for the algorithm. Pump us up there. Then we compete with the overlap. We'll get Theo Walcott. And we'll get Ivan Tony. We'll take him off of Diary of a CEO. We'll be.
I'm looking at the panel today, and there's a liability. There's liabilities on each table.
Oh, shut up!
I didn't even say it's you. It could be Tigo. Your table's fine, but remember, I've got two.
I've got one.
You've got one.
You've got one.
I've
got
real soft seats.
I know. The reason I did that intro in that special way was because I wanted to point out that it's a bonus episode, so. League Cup.
This league, what do you say? This is round two.
That's a Lumos. AFC Wimbledon.
Listen. Don't put me in that category, yeah?
Why?
Lumos. I'm more than the first team still.
You're in demand, like, you're like Mudrik, like, they want you on the pitch, but really, you should play a couple resis.
So, what about Lumos?
I don't even know how he's here. He's a mascot. I don't know how I'm sitting next to Gunnosaurus.
Oh my god.
Gunnosaurus should be on the pitch.
What do you know about Gunnosaurus? Where you go, Emirates?
Yeah, my table's finished. Steve, I told you.
Hey, I think you just swap Dazza for you, man, and that table, man.
Dad, when you wanna swap? If you come over, bring your pillow as well. Wait, Dazza, if you're swapping, bring your pillow as well.
Oh, he has a pillowcase.
He's sitting on a pillow.
Why are you sitting on a pillow? I wish he was sitting on a pillow. He's sitting on the back of the sofa.
Why?
On top of the chair.
I'm confused.
You know what I love about
it? It's comfy, though.
He said to me, oh my God, I need a pillow. I said, you better go get one and not make a big deal out of it so people don't notice. So he slipped off.
You can talk my business,
and
boy.
He came back. Well, that was my business at that point. He came back.
Because I was involved.
He came back with it dragging by his side, hoping no one would know.
He did a good job, though.
Who blocked him? Dylan.
Tigo, I told you too many times. You pee me way too much. You're the only one that saw that.
Hello. Why? Why have you got a pillow for?
Because I want to sit high up in it. I don't know.
The mic hides his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, have you seen
the first episode?
He's like this.
Naughty table, undateable table.
This is just
boss's table.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say it. You said it.
Featuring Steve-O.
Featuring CEO.
I'll be CEO.
Yeah, but your employees though.
I don't mind being an employee.
No. I'm talking about your employees.
You've got bad
employees. Okay. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. This is Amazon though. We're Amazon. We don't give no like freebies or nothing to you lot. You lot getting punished. Sorry, don't worry. It's boss talk. You wouldn't understand.
Amazon give a lot of freebies, by the way.
I know what he means.
It's all about how you communicate as a boss. Be clear, concise, get the point across.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Amazon have bad records with
employees.
Worker satisfaction.
Oh, okay.
Can you pass my bag that's on the floor by your left foot, please?
Awful bag, by the way. Is it a wash bag?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
That's a boot bag.
It's a boot bag, yeah.
See that?
Dior.
Chat to them. It's missing the eye.
That says YKK.
Door.
YKK.
It says guess.
Dior. Don't guess. It's Dior.
What are you doing in this bag? Because you've made a deal out of it now.
Hey, can I try some?
Hey, do what you did to me, Tim. Like, you need enough. You need.
No.
It's cool. You're going to waste much. His face is so small. One spray and it's too much. Ready?
No, let me do it.
I'm in control. It's mine.
Let me try it.
You don't trust me?
No, let me try it.
Do you want a trust game where you have to lean back? Somebody to catch you.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a great game, by the way. Do you trust me?
Nah, I don't.
Lean back, let me do it.
Let me do it.
Sure?
Yeah, let me do it.
Just one spray. Go on.
Oh, are you one of them, man?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Everyone should smell.
Like a screenshot? Not on a mic. Because it's electricity.
You're clearly about to do it on the mic.
100% I was going to do it on the mic.
He's next to me, bro.
You're doing it on the mic now. That's on the mic. Behind the mic.
I've just Fat Joe. Lean back.
Get back.
Get the spray on this side of the mic.
He's not going to listen to no one.
See. Look at my table, Jordy.
See how easy it is? Everyone's rattled. I haven't done anything.
You meant to do it, didn't you?
Flipping hell, boys. Relax.
It's still good.
It's still in front of the mic.
Is it facing you? Can you move back? Move back.
No.
Don't make it. You're not making a bomb. You're not making a bomb.
Move back.
You ready? Go. Yeah, from there. From there. Good. Yeah, that's it. From there. Go into it.
Spray it and then walk into the mist.
Must hit the mic, man. Oh my God.
Pass it.
It's not hitting his face.
You got to rub it now. You got to rub it in your face. Rub it.
You got to let it simmer for a bit.
No.
10 seconds.
Brother, rub it. It's vitamin C.
5.
All right, boys. It's a bonus episode. That means it's coming out on a Friday.
Nice.
That means we're just going to make people's weekends that little bit better with a bit of filthy.
Boys, this song, we haven't parred with each other. Like.
I don't think this, I was going to ask that. Has London been a bit slow this summer?
Bad summer.
Worst summers.
Definitely.
It's just been a bad summer.
I don't think it's been a weather thing either. London's just felt slow.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say this. I'm going to make a complaint to all promoters that were doing festivals and raves. There were too many festivals and raves.
Yeah.
It's popping up.
You went to all of them.
Nah, I tried. But it's too much because it costs.
You only went to one.
Who? Yeah, I ain't been out. Okay, first of all, I mean, I should be talking to poets, Steve, or... Yeah, boys, 6 weeks holidays. Now, when I was a kid, like, I used to love 6 weeks holidays, but I didn't know my parents didn't like it. I didn't know that. Till I've had kids, and I've realised, oh my God, I need schools opening August 20th.
Even though your kids don't go to school.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
because it means that after school clubs are now open for them. But my kids just being in my house all day, it's too much.
No, but I've seen you go to the zoo. You've been out.
But that's not enough. Because you take them to the zoo one day, tomorrow, and they want to go where? The zoo in different countries, like the way he tests his chips. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep going to these things. It costs money.
Costs bread.
And then summer schemes.
Ooh, that's
£55 a day.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I used to pay £2.
Yeah.
£55 a day.
My summer scheme is £55 a day. But you do get swimming, you get horse riding.
£55 a day. You better get better than that. I'll take me to the moon.
Yeah, bro. £55 a day. That's bougie, bro. My one was just the table with a PlayStation.
Each kid.
Summer scheme, yeah.
Yeah, but where he lives is another story. Dad, so what did you do in the summer holidays?
Mainly play football outside and play football manager.
Football manager?
My cousins, yeah, man.
All summer, yeah.
How much you used to get given a daytime by mummy or daddy?
Mummy?
Oh, I used to get given £0 and zero pence.
Do you call your dad daddy?
No, not anymore, still.
When did you stop?
I'm talking about back then, I was...
Mummy, daddy.
What when football manager was out? That was like...
Yeah, of course. It's been out for years.
2005.
When did we start? When I start playing football manager?
Championship manager.
Championship manager.
Back in the day in summer, all you needed was a pound. That could last you.
I never got a pound. Pause.
A pound could what?
Have you got siblings? Wait a minute. Have you got siblings?
No, I need more than a pound,
yeah,
bro.
Just a sister.
Just a sister. Okay, £5 a day. Cool. I never got a pound.
No. Hold on. Whoa, stop there. You just a sister. He's got sisters with the same name.
Is it?
What?
Ask him.
You got two sisters with the same name?
What?
Yeah.
That's lazy. That's lazy parenting. That's very lazy. That's lazy parenting, bro.
Shabanga and Shabanga.
And they don't even like each other. Your parents have got no imagination.
They've got the same name.
All right. My right hand will come, you know. Going a bit too far now.
That's four sisters.
No way.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, I've got one full sister. Yeah.
Have you got brother and sister from outside, T?
No.
Have you, T? Have you, Steve-O? You have? Have you, Poet?
Of course.
Have you?
We all have.
Yeah.
Have you? So all of our dads are like...
Travellers.
Yeah. I have.
So your dad's a cheater too, T? He doesn't like it.
That's not the only way that can happen.
Judy.
That's not the only way it can happen.
So what is it? So what's your dad's story, your mum's story? Tell me now. What's your mum's You said his own seat. What's
no,
the story?
My parents are together. There's no other children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it just you?
My little brother. But I mean, like, outside of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My two older brothers have got a different dad.
I mean, should we talk about sisters? The game we used to play? Did you not play Mum's and Dad's sister?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a barbarian Wait, woman walking around, boy.
Jordy, I'm gonna throw my cup. Jordy, I'm sorry. He's got a story that he doesn't want to say in it.
Okay,
all right. Jordy,
who's got a story they don't want to say? Jordy, you got a story?
Jordy,
go on. Jordy, what story is this?
Hey, listen, stop giving this guy minutes on the pitch. Just leave. Stop giving this guy He's space
rattled.
To play.
He's rattled. The truth hurts.
About the hotel.
Do you reckon there are people out there that are saying London was lit this summer though? Like, oh yeah, it was like 2016.
I hope not, boy.
We're just out of the loop.
Wait, what's summer dead because of football as well? No, because football messed up summer. Football messed up the summer. Like, for example, because the league started late, I think it was like 2021, then the summers were like, there was loads of football over some summers, and then there was little breaks in between the Premier League. So I'm just used to football during the summer, whereas this time there was actually a real
football
break.
Football during the summer was class.
What, pre-season?
No, we had a Women's World Cup.
It was good, though.
Yeah, that was
Can
very
I just
good.
Say about Women's World Cup quickly? I think America's in trouble.
They should have won, right?
All America's had in football has been women's football all these years because they get scholarships and all that stuff. As soon as Europe started investing in football and women's football, America's now, they're in trouble.
Sweden were always good though. Sweden women were always good.
But Spain and England are two of the top five teams in the world at every level. Under 20, under 17, under 21.
Serious?
Men's and now women's, they play in the finals. You look at that and you go, what is the USA really bringing
Did
to the table?
Did you not see the FA president lips? Yes.
The woman.
It's a big problem. They've got, women's football still got big problems.
You don't know Bull Challenge. There's a manager that's won the championship and the Champions League.
It's definitely not him, Sean.
Did you just say Chris Benoit?
No, Chris Wilder.
I never said that either.
You can phone your friend for help, but your friend's Dazza.
I'll phone Dazza.
Go on, Dazza.
He's won the championship and the Champions League.
It's still ringing, you know. It's
what?
Still
what?
Ringing. I have to get out. I have to get out that call.
As a manager. As a manager. Yeah, as a manager.
Do you know who it is, T? You've got it?
No, I ain't got it.
Can you ask me?
Championship and Champions League.
Go on, Mouse.
Say it then, say it.
Oh, no. No.
Tim Mateo was terrible in the championship.
Who? Go on, Mouse.
Ranier. Oh, no.
This is really
I know who it is.
No, I can't say it yet.
I just thought of this. I just thought of this now, so I'm scrambling. Someone volley it. Come on.
Oh, you know the answer, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
The answer is...
Championship and Champions League as a manager.
All right. Give us a clue. Where is he right now?
No, shut up, man.
No, in what league?
Hey, am I a chat to be, you know?
England as the championship.
Go on.
Was it Reina? Not, I'm saying Reina. What's his name? Benitez. Rafa.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, with Newcastle.
Yeah.
Wow. Lumos. Oi. Stop clapping. Don't clap.
You didn't want to pick up the forward.
No, we got the forward. Oh, he's going to call you.
Keep on the glasses, Lumos. You're a superstar.
I'm going to call you back now.
You're going to split the money, innit? Lumos did that. No phone, you know.
Boys, Kylian Mbappe.
Go on. Wow.
I'm thinking about muting his name off my Twitter. I don't think I ever want to speak about him ever again.
Sorry, is he a prick?
I don't know.
No, because he comes across like...
Yeah, he comes...
Oh, he's taking a mick.
Huh? Come across as a nice guy.
He comes across as a nice guy, but he's a piece of...
But why did you say that?
So every season, he says there's a statement from him. Like he's a club. So the first statement I believe was 3 years ago was... It was his contract. He will stay, but he'll leave in the summer to go to Real Madrid, right? That was like 3 years ago.
That was 3 years ago?
Yeah. Then he said, nope, I'll stay.
For £1 billion or whatever.
For £1 billion. Then there was a problem where he wasn't talking to Messi or Neymar or something. Allegedly, do you remember? Was it Neymar? Yeah.
Allegedly, there were different
is this,
camps.
Is this facts, though? Or is it alleged?
I don't think it was. Reportedly, Neymar had a leaving party and Mbappe wasn't invited.
Well, I remember when Mbappe scored and they didn't celebrate with him. So I knew that there was something going on. 100%.
And Specs, does it make him a prick that he's just doing leveraging?
What does that mean?
He's using his strength to maximize his earnings.
I think if you're a bit of a prick.
What?
No, he's got to look out for himself, though. At the end of the day,
Undertaker knows he's Undertaker, and he wants
Undertaker
to, and he wants the headline.
Is the CEO of pricks today? So, come on.
All right, cool. John Cena.
Oh man,
Triple H. They can't all be. No, so no, everyone no, no, no. that has seen is not a prick.
If Mbappe only wanted money, he'd be in Saudi right now.
He would have gone for the
year. There's something more to it. My problem is the mucking about with the, oh, I won't sign, I will sign, this, that, that. PSG now have got, what, Gonçalo Ramos, the Colomo, and he's coming in.
Dembele.
They've got Dembele, they've got Mbappe. Like, forward options are nice. They've even got Asensio.
Yep.
They've got someone else as well.
They've still got Draxler.
It's a nice looking young team there.
How's he still there?
And he's now allegedly thinking about signing a new deal. People talk about Mbappe like he's one of the best players in the world. And I get it, because we can see, we've all got eyes. Realistically, at this age, having only ever played in France, what does he have to do to actually be one of the best players in the world? And is he interested in being one of the best players in the world?
He's got
to
play the Prem.
He's got to come Prem.
He's got to win the Champions League.
Do we actually think PSG can win the Champions League?
No.
They've tried too many. No. It's like Everton.
Without Messi and Neymar now.
I think they can. Oh, I don't think they can.
They're building
at all.
For a team for 3-4 years now. That's what you can see that with the young players they've got.
But then again, maybe
he has to come Prem, man.
Maybe if he wins the he might be able to win the Champions League this year, because there's less expectation on their team.
Nah.
There's no Neymar. There's no Messi.
I just think if you play in Germany, German teams and French teams for a while won't win Champions League.
You never know, bro. I think they could win the Champions League this year.
The level in the Premier League is so high, you're tested every single week, even by a Brighton that's not even known. In Spain, there are two top sides that you could... In France, it's a glorified Scottish league now. It's just PSG, bro. And in Bayern Munich last season, Bayern Munich basically threw the league away last season and still won it. So I'm just saying to you, I just don't think the last minute, them leagues there... The quality of football, the way you're tested every week, I don't think you've got the mental preparation to go and win
but
the Champions
PSG
League.
But PSG this year, they've got Skriniar. They've got Manuel Ugarte.
Good player.
Is Marquinhos still there? Is he gone now?
No, Marquinhos
gone.
Still there.
Oh, still there.
Kang In Lee, who they really like, the South
Kim Pembe,
South Korean.
Is he still there?
Well, from Napoli.
He's not good.
No, that's...
But a lot of the big players that we say could have won in the Champions League, Verratti, Neymar... They've all gone. Is Ramos gone as well?
Miles, you might be right though, you know.
Yeah, there was an expectation of them to win it because they all those galactical names.
Luis
now
Enrique.
They're just going to be playing as a team. As a
did collective. You watch them the first game of the season? I'm telling... No. Did you watch the first game of PSG this season?
Nil-nil.
They are not... I could. There's no way they win Champions League.
Teams in those leagues don't need to win the first game of the season. Though.
No, it's I know, just... but I'm talking about just when I watch them as a team, that is not winning the Champions League.
Yeah, but they might do.
They're not winning Champions
League. Because the time the Champions League comes, they could gel by then.
They're not winning Champions League.
Did you expect Inter Milan to get to the Champions League final?
Did they win?
No, they expected to get to the Champions League
final. No, but there was expectation in a way, though.
No, there wasn't.
But that's not my conversation. Did they win? They lost. So I don't even care. But they didn't win. The route that they even took was a little bit like they played AC Milan. They played sides where you're like, all right, cool. And then they played a Premier League team. And what happened? They lost. PSG.
Right, can I put it to you this way?
Joke side.
I'll put it to you this way. This team still wouldn't avoid PSG then?
Who?
Like other teams in the pots? Or
they're not scary, bro.
So you'd rather get PSG than, I don't know, like a Napoli?
Bro, it's not the same, you know?
Who specifically? What team specifically?
Huh?
Arsenal.
No, not Arsenal.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny. Say Arsenal.
No, not even Arsenal. I'd say...
I'm not trying to be funny.
Real Madrid aren't scared of PSG.
No way. Arsenal not scared of PSG.
But PSG are good. Let's be clear. With Nuno Mendes left back, Ashraf Hakimi right back. Marquinhos, Lucas Hernandez, and Skriniar at centre back options is good.
No, I hear you, but team that team is a gel.
Yeah, of course. But they're playing in a league where they can gel. It's not the Premier League. You don't have to hit the ground running.
Because the levels are so low.
Low,
they will gel quickly in the League One, but then it hits it hard in the Champions League because it's like a jump.
Of course. I don't think that.
The defending in the French League's dangerous. Poor. The tempo times are slow. Then you go to Champions League where you're really tested. That man are not going to make that jump from there to there.
You think Newcastle will be scared of him?
Yeah, the name, yeah, of course. I think Newcastle. Anyone that goes to Newcastle this season in the Champions League is going to struggle regardless. I think to a certain degree because of the atmosphere, etc., etc.
Mbappe
scares
everyone,
They'll get them out there. But PSG is still going to get a lot of teams out of there. They still got players that can still damage you. But
that's not my argument. My argument is they're not going to win Champions League.
You can pinpoint.
They're not
going to
win
really
Champions League.
Who was really going to win
no,
Champions
but
League other than just City?
No, I'm saying French.
Madrid are easily the favourites.
Yeah, of course. I don't know, man.
I think Bayern Munich could beat Real Madrid.
Okay, I don't.
I do.
I don't think Bayern Munich are doing anything Champions League.
So in order to Mbappe to be rated then, if he wins the Champions League with PSG...
Whoa. What do you mean to be rated?
That was the whole point.
No, my whole point is that he's... that is my point. Like, we know how good he is, but like, how much does it really count for when he's... Every year,
he just hangs
around in France.
But the World Cup and he done well there? Does that not count?
You know what?
You don't tell me.
I still think he's the best player.
Does the World Cup count?
Yeah, but you know... I'm kind of with Tigo with this. How long is that going to last for now? Because the World Cup, it's been 2 World Cups since, and all he's been doing is just winning French leagues. I still think he's world class.
Wait, what do you mean?
But I think he does need to take it to the next level.
But Steve was saying both World Cups, he's
been a G. That's credit in the bank. He's done that. That's world class. We know that. You did that as a young man. Now you need to take it to the next level and start bagging Champions League.
To show what?
Personally,
no, just consistency.
He's supposed to be one of the best players in the world. He's supposed to be hitting that best players of all time. He's supposed to be inheriting Messi and Ronaldo's throne. Messi and Ronaldo were the two most competitive teams in our lifetimes, competing for every trophy.
He's trying to go Madrid.
He's mucking it, but is he though? I get you, but is he? If he wanted to go Real Madrid,
if he goes Real Madrid, they win the Champions League.
I don't think it's that easy.
If he went to Real Madrid, they
what? Every time he signs a new contract, it's not that easy.
Clearly, it's not that easy. It's not done.
I'm of the belief that this is all just to get bigger contracts at PSG.
You think he wants to stay in France?
I believe that at this point, the evidence is way, way more in my favour.
I looked at Madrid's 11 yesterday. And you can see that it's Mbappe's space.
I think Mbappe playing up front, I don't think that's good for Vinny Jr. That's the thing.
Don't forget they got the little kid Hendrick who's coming through next year.
I think the striker of Real Madrid needs to drop deep.
Well, whatever you think, it's fair. But I think that's his space.
There is a space for Mbappe.
I think that's where he's going to play.
He's not a nine though.
All right, Jordy, let me ask you a question.
But he would work in Spain, of course.
Let me ask you a question. At the beginning of the transfer window, yeah? Real Madrid has their 100 million. They could pick between Jude and Mbappe this season. Who do you think they go for?
But it's 200. It's 200 for Mbappe.
Because the money for Jude, I think that's gone. That's kind of destroyed the Mbappe.
Well, to answer your question, I believe Mbappe.
That's what I think so as well. I think Mbappe takes it.
I think Mbappe thinks something else. That's my point. You lot can do fantasies in your head about Real Madrid don't even have a manager next year.
Big facts.
Like, we could do this whole, he'll end up at Real Madrid. Even that.
But I'm not doing a fantasy.
We do 4 years of he'll end up at Real Madrid, 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 and we get a few Ligue 1 titles out of it, a few Uber Eats titles out of it. That is not legacy building.
But he's got time, though. He's only 23.
The fantasy is he'll end up at Prem. I don't think he's coming Prem.
It doesn't look like he has a desire to play in the Prem.
The league is as bad as France, right? And if it...
No, the league is getting far.
The league is rough,
though. It's not far.
I think it's not great. Yeah.
They're in the same room, right?
It's a mess, yeah, it's a mess.
Okay, cool.
I think the league is the third best league in the world now.
If Vinny Jr. didn't win the Champions League, we'll be saying he's got to come Prem, right?
No, I don't think so, because at least that is... Real Madrid represents the move and the competitiveness, and they're in the mix, and the players around him are the levels, and at least they compete with Barcelona. At least they compete with Diego Simeone. PSG compete with Laurent Fion. And Frank Nimne.
So like, they've got to win. They've got to be winning Champions League for him to stay and get the respect.
PSG's model has been.
Yeah, but I'm saying
if you're playing
the French league every week and then you play Champions League, I don't think that's the best preparation for a team to win the Champions League at all.
But by the same token, if they go and win the Champions League, like the year they got to the final, and they were playing against Lorient and Nice and Brest every week, and the teams they're playing against, Real Madrid had to play Barcelona away, then Atletico at home, then Bilbao away, then whatever, and then they've got to play PSG. It's not the same. So whatever happens at PSG in the Champions League, to me, is kind of irrelevant until the levels of France. And France's levels are going up, by the way. I think the Ligas are stepping backwards. France's is going up. I think Chelsea have spent more since Todd Boehly came in to Chelsea than the whole of La Liga.
Maybe he ain't that good.
I watched Bundesliga this weekend, the defending... The way they watch the game is unreal. But then in Spain, the way they just... Any touch on a Madrid or Barcelona player is a foul.
I don't think Arsenal fans move Martinelli for Mbappe. I'm telling you now. Yeah, I could ask Twitter tomorrow.
Yeah. Ask me.
Mbappe can't get in. He can't get in, guys. This
Mbappe can play in goal if he wants to get in.
This is what we're saying. But I've seen people say Martinelli.
Oh, well, this is an Arsenal fan panel
I've
right
seen
now.
Arsenal fans say Martinelli. I'd rather keep him than get Mbappe. I've seen it.
Who said that? But where? But who are you arguing with?
I don't argue on Twitter.
To ignore, then block them people.
Yeah, exactly.
So guys, we haven't seen it? And we will see one day. You haven't seen that?
I haven't seen that, no.
You haven't seen it?
I'm not saying it don't exist. I'm saying I haven't seen it.
Crowd, do your job.
Do you reckon Margs has still got black tissue?
Oh my Lord, I forgot about that.
That doesn't sound very practical to me.
We've talked about it at the time. Yeah,
I've never seen black tissue in a shop, you know?
Never have I.
Yeah, where did he buy it from?
Amazon.
Yeah, at the bar. You see at the bar?
Napkins. With the black
straws. Napkins.
Yeah.
With the black straws. This guy's always at the bar.
Is that what you take to the toilet when you're in the club?
Take to the toilet?
Yeah. No, napkins or something?
No, I don't take it. If there ain't nothing there, then I'm going there to bring it.
All right.
Yeah, of course. I ain't walking around with a wet batty. No way.
That's a smart idea.
Be honest, do you not have the handle for the tissue where you can roll it down and cut, or is your tissue sitting on top of the machine?
Even though I've got the machine, I'll just put it on top.
I hate people that have the tissue just jamming there, right by the button.
All the time.
I hate them. Yeah, the flush toilet.
Yeah, that's
amazing. I have the, you know.
Yeah, you got
the handle.
Ring.
You got that, yeah?
Yeah. You you mean the stand to load them up?
Yeah. You got that? Steve-O?
Yeah.
The stand to load them up? Yeah. Or you mean the toilet roll holder?
Toilet roll holder.
My thing is both. My thing is both.
Nah, the stand is, I don't have the stand.
Where's, you see the scrub for the toilet? Where is it?
In the corner,
yeah.
Corner to the left.
Is there bleach next to the scrub?
Has to be.
You can put the chemical in the thing. Oh, he has no idea.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He has to call Podolski now.
He was locked in there.
He's not even there. Shame.
Shame. Bleach your toilet specs.
You know, this is a real question. I think we might have talked about this in the group once upon a time, but not everyone was here at the time.
Sisters?
Has anyone got an encounter with ghosts?
Should we? I told you, I said that story. My sister used to see ghosts.
Your sister used to see ghosts?
Yeah.
Your sister
Big
used
facts.
To see ghosts?
Big facts.
And she stopped?
When she was younger,
And she stopped.
sorry.
Pardon? She's a madman, but carry on.
Miles, don't you start. Stick where you are. Stay where you are, Miles. Miles, stay where you are.
My sister's got one name.
Oh, wait. Everyone's sister's got one name.
That's a bad joke. Her sister's got a different name as well.
That's a bad joke. Carry on. Sorry. Sorry for cutting you off.
One name.
Terrible.
Robinho.
Madonna.
What is Madonna's surname?
Hey, I'm going to hear this story, though.
So this is before I was born, innit? So there was a no, I'll tell you. Yeah,
before I was born. Oh, okay. Story. Okay, sorry.
So she's my older sister. That's how it works.
Sorry.
She came first.
She came first.
Chill.
Oi.
Chill.
Okay. Can I go loaded? No, let's go. Can I go loaded?
I thought I came first. But go on.
Whoa.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, that's yikes, man. When was the last time you?
Oi, you two.
Everyone put the gun down. Everyone put the gun down, please.
Karma.
Put it on the table, Phil.
Sluta, Nesta.
Yeah, so she sees ghosts. She sees ghosts.
You didn't even laugh.
I think that might be the end of the story.
No. I need to hear more of this. What do you mean you still? How did she see it? Where's the first place you saw it?
Brother, let me get there.
Ah, sorry.
He's not your brother, he's my brother. I've known him for a long time.
Go on.
Dazza said, no, you're not. Right, he's whispering. That's old school, man. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
You right?
No, it's about a different thing.
Not about ghosts?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so when she was younger...
She saw ghosts. There was a...
Hey, let him land, please.
I'm trying to land.
No, but you know, he got him up. I need to hear the story.
This was like Tico's prediction, man.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, bro. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm dying.
It's not that deep, man. She used to see ghosts.
Lumos, I feel like someone's seen a ghost in your family.
Yeah, so basically...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, when she was younger, there was a mirror. My mum had a mirror. And she put it in my sister's room at the time. And she said every time she used to go to bed, a little boy and a girl used to come out the mirror.
Nah.
Let's see, she's...
Right. T, arrest his mum. T. He's... She can't do that to her child. Her firstborn. Why would she want to do that? Traumatize the girl.
Oh, you think his mum was letting the people come out the mirror?
Of course.
All right, have you still got the mirror? Because I want to look up and see it.
No, that's a good question.
Have you still got it?
And who's to say they weren't coming out the mirror? Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So she said they used to come out the mirror and she's just like, be out, like talking to her and she used to run to my mum's house. My mum's room. And be like, oh, the ghost, they're coming, they're talking to me, they're torturing me, whatever she's
torturing?
Said. Whatever, like.
This is deep, bro.
Not torturing her, but like, you know, they're there and she's
tormenting
like, her. Yeah, so this went on for like, I don't, for however long it went on for. Then after, when I was born, my mum brought me back to the house, she had one more like encounter with this bad dream and this bad mirror, whatever it is, this ghost. And after that, it never happened again.
You're like the ghost killer.
Specs, do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, what do you mean? Of course there's ghosts.
No, do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts. Yeah,
do you believe in aliens as well?
He just said that.
Yeah. Have you spoken to any lately?
I haven't spoken to any, but I've seen my mum a lot of times.
Oh, okay. As and a ghost spirit?
You had an experience with that girl in that room.
What girl was it?
Over by the window.
Where she was in the corner?
Yeah. It's a filthy episode.
The girl that come away from the bed and talk to us over in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking about things in the corner, what's it called when you're sleeping? Hello. And you see something in the corner.
Oh my God, that's called sleep paralysis.
Have you had that before?
When you can't wake, you can't move.
That's called a spider, Dazza.
Steve-O, it's no such. Sleep paralysis is not.
No, it's true. Demons, the mate. They goblins. They stand.
Why not in the middle of the room,
brother? No. They stand on your stomach. Sleep goblins. Yeah.
Mine were a goblin.
What was yours?
I don't know. Mine was like a black. It's like a black.
It was a bailiff.
Kind of
it was a bailiff.
Oh, yours is different to mine. Yeah, down. Yours ain't sleep paralysis.
And I'm looking at it, and I can't move.
A bailiff.
If it comes, if it, can I finish my story?
We have to let him finish his story.
I can see it, but I can't move in it. So I'm trying to wake up.
Go
I
back.
Can't wake
go
up.
Back. It was wearing what?
No, it's a black mask with like things coming down it.
What? Black mask.
Is it boogeyman?
String vest.
Huh? I don't know what it was. Honestly, I don't know what it was.
It was Pupsy, man.
It came to me. Huh?
It was Pups. Pups.
The ghost was in flares.
Pups. Just,
some yarny ghost, man.
That's you're late. Get up.
I thought it could have been Mummy, but it was too dark. So I was thinking, that's not Mummy.
Oh, this is the other day then.
This was about, probably earlier on this year. January. Remember, I told you about it.
Oh,
it
right.
Came down.
I saw it came down.
But you couldn't move.
I couldn't move.
It's a form of sleep paralysis.
It just went in my face. Right?
Wait, it came on your face?
It came on your face?
Yo. It could have, still. It could have. I'm hoping it was a girl, though.
Have you ever seen the movie Ghostbusters? That's what they do. They slime the ectoplasm. Yeah.
His house is haunted, though.
But that's weird. No, it ain't.
Well, when it's stopped, man, well, you're ruining the place. When you're inside the house, the lights are on. But when you go out, if the lights are on, you can't see the lights on, they're off. That's haunted.
Yeah, that's haunted.
What you talking about?
What?
Just, I'm telling you.
Where do you see that?
It's a bailiff tricks, man. Brother, your house. See, if you're outside your house.
Yeah.
If you're, say your room and your lights on. Yeah. When you're outside, you can't see your lights on. But when you're inside, you can see it.
This guy.
Give it a go.
Specs, you don't have curves.
Give it a go.
That's not going to be outside his house like this.
You right.
I am. I'm going to go look outside.
Doesn't come to his house.
I'm like, are you in?
Someone turns off the light.
But your lights are off. No, I'm playing football manager.
He's a goth. He doesn't like lights. That's all.
Brother, the light's on and he's in, when he's inside the house.
He turned it on when you came
so
in.
So the lights are on, but nobody's there.
So what, am I the only one that had that?
Yeah.
You never had that?
No, but the good thing is that there is definitely somebody, an expert, who can interpret that for you and help you out. So stay tuned to your mentions.
It's what I said it was, I think. I'm
I've had sleep paralysis, but there was no duppies on the wall coming on.
June 15th, 2022 was in a special day because Lippy announced Wicked and Bad 4 and his next fight.
When's Wicked and Bad 5?
When is Lippy fighting again?
I thought that was Lippy's last fight from the interview afterwards.
It feels like it might be his last fight. He might have retired. We'll ask him. But it's what I bring it to the table because we did a couple of live episodes last year. This is our first live episode of this season, doing it as a bonus episode. I thought, let's go back, do some research into some of the stuff we talked about last time. One of the things we talked about was, of course, Miles' acting career.
Miles? He's still there, man, 2024.
What's going to happen?
We've now got to wait 3 months.
There we go, 3 months.
I think Dylan has a better IMDb than you.
This guy might be a liar, you know.
Yeah, no, facts.
Might be. Badminton, karate,
table tennis.
Oh, bro.
That's facts. I've got pictures for that.
What, he can do badminton?
Nothing. He's not bought no heavy.
No misses. He bought nothing.
Nah, that's all facts.
When you go on the club, do you lie?
No. The club?
Yeah.
Talk about football.
But do you lie about football?
No, what did I say that I lied?
No, I don't know. We don't watch it.
Black Fabregas?
No.
Like, do you tell him you're table tennis champion 4 times in 1995?
I've got the medals.
For real, yeah?
Bro, I beg you, bring it in. Just bring it in.
One.
Don't even bring it in. Just take a picture and tweet it.
Bring it in.
Don't need to.
You do. That's what you need to do.
You know you've said this since live, when we're locked down.
But I know I've got them. I know I've done it. So that's fine.
Well, you didn't show them on live.
If you want to know.
No, but you said you're going to bring it.
It's not a good time. Okay.
We didn't even tell you.
But you know how this show works, though, innit?
But I'll do it when I do it.
You know how this show works. You've been on the show for a long time, longer than Marcus, you said last time. So when you say you've done something or got something, you got to bring the heavy. You got to bring the files.
Can you at least phone a friend?
That's school, though.
You don't chat to no one from school?
Nah, not really.
I know. Come on, respect. Boys, let's get
it out. Sorry, does everyone chat to someone from school?
Yo, 15 seconds silence. Yeah. 15 seconds silence for Miles.
Is it?
Nah.
You don't chat to no one from school.
Boys, 15 seconds for silence for his boys. Come on, man.
Specs, shut up.
I got a friend who I see every, maybe twice a year, but nah, let's be telling
you. You don't chat to no one from school?
I was in a group. But I came out of it.
What do you mean he's in a group?
Hypergrowth.
What's
Hypergrowth? Yeah. Oh, okay.
But everyone died.
You probably see
the last
that
one
or two on like Instagram or something. Name my dog.
I got my whole year in a group now.
They're cool. It's all
I got my whole year in a group now.
When you say school, do you mean secondary school?
Yeah, you have to.
100% I talk to people.
Yeah, man. I roll with my class.
So I'm going to get the heavy.
Yeah, I used to go.
I'm going to get the heavy.
I've got it in my house. That's too convenient. I've got it in my house. I've got the heavy in my house. And I told you it's in the box. I need to go get it.
He's getting married. That's what he's saying.
No, I'm not. Don't listen to him. But
Lumos, do you chat to people from school?
What level are we talking?
High school.
You go back to where you come.
What level?
He said high school. I still talk to my friends from different Tears of School, yeah.
So what you got your eye on next?
A few series coming up. That's what I've got my eye on, a few series. I need to get a series under my belt, Jordy.
Have you done
BBC,
your...
ITV.
BBC, ITV.
Netflix. BBC, ITV is a good start as well.
Just sorry, Steve-O, just to let you know that there's
Speaking of BBC,
strike
on BBC right now.
There's a strike, so you're not going to get...
A writer's strike.
It's a writer's strike, big one. So
did you know that someone that works for RWD has been on Coronation Street this year?
What?
Oh, yes. Yes. But she's an actress as well.
And he's been on Man Like My Bean.
Who's he? You don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Like that. What's wrong with this guy? What? Where have you been in, T? About he? Where
he
have you been?
He was on, what's that play? Brown Scum. What's that movie called?
Brown Punk.
Brown Punk.
Ah.
I've been in two movies.
I was on HC Pod this year.
Oh, Brown you was in
Big Facts.
You was in an advert this year.
Around the world.
No, that's Daft Punk.
No, that's Daft Punk.
Around the world.
Hey, wait a minute. I've been in The Bill.
Yeah, yeah. You've been in The Bill.
Yeah.
Steve-O was in the Slim Fast advert.
Yeah, this year, yeah.
I haven't been in anything.
Lumos, what you been in?
Small Axe.
Small Axe, he was in Small Axe.
Dozer?
Yeah. And he wanted to be Bob Marley in the Bob Marley.
I didn't want to be Bob
out
Marley.
The country.
I wanted to be in the I could have definitely been in that film. I could have been
Can
in
you sing?
Sometimes.
Shut up, man.
Shut up. What kind of answer is that?
Like you could just when I'm high, man.
Here's how it works. Cut to Lumos singing.
Shroomos.
Next slide.
Oh, I was out singing last night, but
Specs.
Hey, swap seats, swap seats.
How can they not? How can they ban you from the hub and ban me from the hub? Arsenal hub. We need to stop supporting Arsenal, you know? We got banned from
they
the hub.
They got banned.
They got banned from the hub.
You got banned.
You and Joel Black. Him and Joel Black got into a fight. Banned from the hub.
I won.
How's Joel Black
going to be? He said I won.
Joel Black will punch you up.
Yeah, but it's the hub though, isn't it? It's different.
One of the things we discussed on the last Life episode was whether Margs has ever bought anyone a drink. Now the question is, who is the least likely to buy a drink for
Jordy,
you at this table
since you've been
right
at
now?
Margs. Do you ever want me a drink, Jordy?
Margs isn't here.
I think it's Miles.
I bought everybody on this table a drink.
You bought me a drink?
But everybody.
Miles bought me a drink. Man. Where did you go?
Box.
No, that house.
Haven't I bought you drinks? Jordy, I've bought drinks for these guys and I'm not even drinking.
Lumos. When have you bought anyone
yeah,
here a drink?
No, but Lumos brought Ray and Magnums for like a year. So
what?
Sorry, guys.
See,
sorry,
no, that's goal hanging, man.
Sorry, guys.
Nah, because even you got Magnum that kept happening that.
Yeah, but it's cool, but he did it.
Nah, that's not good enough. We're talking about a club.
He got paid.
If we had a tab of all the alcohol,
I lost money.
How did you lose money?
To get these guys a drink. You got money to give us drinks.
Have you ever bought anyone a drink? Because I don't feel like you've ever bought anyone a drink.
Who's you have lost? Be honest. Out. Who's you have lost? Out.
You.
Okay. Did you buy me a drink?
No, but I
No.
Did the mommy get you drink?
Oh, gosh.
Because of me?
What?
What did you just say?
His mommy
he's not my
offered
mommy.
Me, okay, not your friend, yeah. Offered to, no, Specs, do you want a drink? I have, come on my face.
So what's that gonna do with you?
So he's trying to.
That's goal hanging. Goal hanging.
He's saying that's his
In
money.
Doggy.
Joint account.
Specs, when was the last time I bought you a drink?
No, don't worry, Miles. We've got you.
No, he hasn't bought me a drink. That's all.
No, wait.
Miles, you buzz case,
we went to the little mini festival, yeah?
No. I bought you a drink the other day.
Where?
I bought all you lot a drink
Where?
The other day.
Where?
But the house raved. We was in alternate. But you, Midge, all you lot. Till two.
Boys, this summer felt long, though. It felt like a long summer. It's not over yet, but it's over.
I'm waiting for it to get dark early and Football Manager
that's
be
That's coming, you know? As soon as
Football Manager's out, I'm out.
As soon as Carnival weekend comes,
which was last week.
Yeah, true. Which is last week.
All right, this year we're going to start a league together, Football Manager? All of us?
I'll do it.
No.
No one's got.
People don't keep up with
it. We ain't got the same speed of PCs.
Oh, is it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, you got a mad one. My iMac, I still got iMac.
That should run good. We could have what? You can still have your personal files, boys. We just have a league.
Well, we could try, but I think we won't get past six league.
You couldn't even watch Barbarian, bruv, within a month.
It could take a year, Jordy, you don't have to. We could take the whole year to do it.
Shall I watch it? I actually watched it and kept watching it.
Let's watch it.
I'm going to start it tonight.
It's nonsense, man.
Brother. I like nonsense, though. I like nonsense.
Huh?
What?
Huh? What?
I said I like nonsense. Nonsense. I like nonsense.
Oh, my God. No. He said nonsense.
Yeah, what did I say? I said nonsense.
Oh my God.
Don't get me drunk. Wait. I said nonsense.
Delete those files off your phone. Delete those files off your phone.
All right, listen. Call your left back.
Hey, who's man is this?
All right, boys.
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
No?
Hey. All right.
What?
All right, and we're going to end it with this. This was a big part of the last live episode, was that personal announcements.
Oh.
Specs, do you have an announcement to make?
Personal announcement?
Just an announcement about what's going on, what's been happening, something that people can look forward to about you.
Personal announcement right now?
You didn't listen. You just talked over me. Go on.
Have I got a personal announcement?
You must do.
I don't know. Last episode, everyone had an announcement.
Well, your kids are back to school.
Yeah.
Back to home.
The Jamie Carragher beating me in a race was void now because he beat Mane.
Well, this is an interesting conversation topic quickly. Sadio Mane did lose to Jamie Carragher in a race.
What now, boys? What now?
Not technically. You cut him up, though.
Yeah, what now? But it is what it is.
But you lost to Rod.
Yeah, I lost all my races.
Okay, yeah. So forget Jamie Carragher for a minute. Let's focus on you. You haven't got a W in a race.
Oh, would wow. Do you reckon Gary Neville will give you a race now?
I mean, I was thinking about someone else.
Who's that?
Ice Spice.
You can race Ice Spice.
No, because he'll lose on purpose. Just so he can see something.
Yeah, yeah. Views, yeah.
That's a good
race, isn't it?
Mm.
That's a good race.
Lumos. Lumos, do you think you're faster than Specs?
No.
Not at the moment.
Not the way you walk. I can tell you're not fast.
No, this derby here is class, man. This is a good derby.
You don't see the way he walks. It's terrible. Fast. The way he walks is terrible.
Are you fast, Miles?
Yeah. I'll beat you in a race.
100 meters, yeah?
Yeah, I think
But you wear Stone Cold's knee pad, bro.
Does he do that? I don't even need the knee pad. I don't even need it. I honestly think I'm top three in the whole group.
Boys, you think you'll beat me?
I'll back myself.
Man to man. Knowing that he's a liar, do you think he'll beat me in a race?
Easy.
Jordy,
easy,
come on.
Easy.
I've seen him run.
Easy. But you would never back me regardless. I can have one leg.
Remember that time you ran from one end of Dawson car park to the other? Do you remember that time?
No.
I remember.
I'll beat Specs in a race. I'll put money on the line.
You won't put no money. You won't stop talking money.
Who do you want to bet?
Stop talking money.
Do you want to bet me in a race? Because I know you.
I think I'm quicker than you. Jordy's quicker than you. And Lippy's quicker than you.
Jordy?
I'll destroy Jordy. You know, you're nowhere near me.
That thing behind you.
Your shoulders look no bro.
Yeah, that's
your
cool. But that thing behind you.
Poet's quicker than you.
You've got long strides.
You made the ruling, no more shoulder jokes.
Oh, sorry.
My brother, I can't lie to you. Do you know what? Let's get back to football. This is nonsense.
Jamie Carragher, yeah. Who are you going to get revenge on?
Oh, I'm getting Jim now, innit?
You need to make a statement win.
Robbie Earl?
Robbie Musto?
Roy Keane?
Efa Nkoku?
Shut up.
Roy Keane won't race
him. You won't race him, innit?
Earnshaw?
No, I want a rematch, man.
Jamie?
I want a rematch. Because he goes Jim.
Swear proper shoes, man.
Well, he was wearing proper shoes.
He was wearing jeans, bro.
He was in Chelsea boots.
Oh.
And I was wearing Barcelona socks. So when I was running, because the camera's live, I don't want to show the sign. So I put my knees lower.
Bro, you got
your knees were so high.
Very.
Tigo, I forgot you were very fast back in the day. Dazza, let's ask Dazza. Dazza.
Oh, Tigo, I will leave
Tigo.
You.
But Tigo versus Cass. Who's winning? Who's winning?
You know it's quite bad.
Quick one. Do you remember when we were walking in Barcelona and we started running?
Yeah, but that was...
Oi!
Oh! What happened?
Wait, but what happened? I won.
Oh my God!
What happened? What?
Right, we're walking on the motorway, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like, it was long, innit? And we said that we're going to do a...
Why are you working on the motorway?
Because we're talking about 10Ks, yeah?
No money.
No,
we couldn't get Ubers from where
you're
from.
So you're walking on the motorway?
People, if you go on holiday, stop getting cabs everywhere. Walk around so you can see the place.
Get the trains and yeah.
Well, on the motorway?
Sorry, we had a villa in the mountain. You won't understand. So basically, yeah.
Yeah, but daddy paid though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Daddy did pay.
But I paid to get there. It's my second time as well. Somebody ain't paid to come anywhere yet, bro. Other than Three Shots Live. Yeah, so...
big up them, man. They didn't go, though.
No, of course. Did you go?
Nah, I was working.
Working where?
He was on the club telling lies. Specs, keep
telling
going.
Telling lies?
Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah, so we were talking
about... How does he keep saying that?
We're talking about 10K runs, yeah? So we're like, cool, we're going to run up here for stamina, innit? So we all run. Running. But everyone's taking it. So no one has... No, you can't stop.
I know that game.
All of a sudden. No. No. Your table. Mr. Dazza.
Well, I won.
Why do you always let
my
me down?
My asthma's coming back, you fool.
I lost the longest. I was still jogging when you were walking.
Why is he laughing though?
Am I lying?
Catching up.
Was it him and Blanca?
I was still jogging.
But Blanca didn't move.
Spence, you said
so he was lost.
No.
It was
how
me,
can I be lost?
Me, you, and Anelka had a point to prove.
No. Forget Blanca and Anelka. What happened here,
bro? I was the last one.
What? Who's first, second, third?
Was you last? Was you last, Dazza?
You lot said all right then. You lot said all right. Daz, you can stop now. I'll still go in.
Anyway, Specs, have you got an announcement?
When it's me, when I get my W's.
You got an announcement? You can do your announcement.
Have I?
Yeah, go quick. Personal announcement, quick.
Come on, hurry up.
Have another kid?
All right, cool. Limos.
Limos, have you got an announcement?
I live in West London now.
How long until you go back?
December.
It's not quick enough. Miles, personal announcement.
Follow my Twitch page. Manage UK.
Nope, I don't want to.
Loads of more stuff coming.
Well, just some stuff.
Nah, loads of more stuff this year.
Someone's
going to know. Twitch, loads of Twitch.
From nothing to something.
Yeah. You've got to start somewhere.
What are you going to play on Twitch?
GTA roleplay.
You don't have to play games, you could do other stuff. Steve, have you got an announcement?
Yeah, I'm going to be Twitching too, so I'll see you there.
Come on, that's about it. Here.
Follow me on Twitch.
What are you going to be doing?
Loads of stuff, mate.
You got a PC, innit?
Booked in 4 guests, some big guests, going to be doing some stuff, yeah.
He's got a Steam room. Forget PC, he's got a Steam room.
I'm talking to him.
Steam.
I got PC, yeah.
You got a PC, innit? Your
one,
PC's
yeah.
under the table, innit?
Yeah.
Take it from under the table.
Why?
It'll overheat. But go on, carry on with your announcement.
Nah, it's been built to not overheat. It's got water in it.
I've got the same thing.
Dazza, have you got a personal announcement?
I'm going to arrange for all the lads to start up a Football Manager season. I'm going to host it.
You're going to host it?
You're going to host it.
Sure, right, Egypt. I'm going to choose the teams that we're going to use. We're probably going to use teams from the bottom 10. That's what I'm saying. Of the Premier League that's happening right now.
What the hell?
Geordie, personal announcement.
Listen, man, I bought a fridge.
Oh, that's good.
Bought a fridge.
For the first time.
So what was going on before?
Nice.
So where was it for triggers? Where was it for triggers?
Well, hopefully.
I got rid of the old fridge. I bought a new fridge.
What brand did you get?
You wouldn't know that
two
sort
floors?
Of.
Two floors or one floor?
Smart.
Black. Water dispenser.
Is there light inside?
I couldn't go ice crusher.
A water dispenser.
Yeah, I ain't got that sort of.
That's not too bad, man. That's good, man.
Do you have to turn it around to open the door?
What? I don't even understand it.
And Poet, do you have a personal announcement or an announcement to make?
I think we're going to watch Maitland-Niles play for Lyon in December.
And I've got a personal announcement. We're going to be getting some higher chairs for Dazza.
Oh, thank you. It's about time, still. It's about time. Just one.
Please make
just
it
one.
Really high, though.
Thank you for coming to this bonus episode. We hope we made your weekends so great. This is one of those ones that you can watch again and again and again and again any time of the year. Lumos, December.
Like
yeah,
and
you
subscribe.
Sure?
What do you mean?
You promise.
Are you on it, Spence?